Diva Jazz Orchestra was founded 25 years ago, and the all-female ensemble plays throughout the world at the most prestigious venues and festivals. Local musicians and diva aficionados Pat Christie and Marcia Gallus are the executive producers of Diva Jazz Orchestra's 25th anniversary project. The CD was just released in December. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Give us some background on drummer Sherry Maracle, who is the founder.
Oh, Sherry Maracle has been playing drums since high school, and just knew that when she heard Buddy Rich and his big band that was what she wanted to do. And she worked very hard as a jazz drummer and all kinds of jazz and drums and percussion, and was discovered basically by Stanley Kay for the Diva Orchestra. You heard her play drums, and he said, "Are there other women musicians as good as you who play jazz?" And she said, "Yes, there are." And before you knew it, they had auditions set up, and Diva was born.
And she can play. The last performance that we saw them play happened to be for a bunch of kids. Marcia was video recording, as she usually does, turned around, and we captured two young girls with smiles so big.
Well, their mouths were wide open, watching Sherry play the drums.
That she essentially has paved the way for girls to get excited about percussion. And this is good to see.
Now, how did you two become the executive producers? That's a big job.
Marcia has been traveling a lot as a percussionist herself. She happened to introduce me to Diva Jazz Orchestra on a trip that we took to the East Coast. Well, I immediately fell in love with Sherry, her partner, and all of the members. There are 15 jazz orchestra members. It was an absolutely incredible experience for me to meet the number of people that brought a smile to my face when I heard their music. Music's exquisite and so full of talent. It's happy music.
And I've been friends with Sherry for years after being a fan since the 1990s. And she immediately thought of us when this project happened and told us about it. And we were so excited and wanted to jump on board through Artist Share, which is how this is a fan-funded CD. And
we were driving home, I think, from the East Coast. And I said, "Marcia, I love this. I love this so much. And I think so much of Sherry and the players that I've met up to this point. Let's do this."
So how big an ensemble is Diva?
Diva is 15-piece jazz orchestra, everything from 5 saxes, 4 trumpets, 3 trombones, drums, piano, and bass. And there are different variations on Diva. They've got 2 trios and also a quintet, so just depending on the circumstance.
They're some of the finest musicians anywhere, regardless of their gender. They're just amazing.
Indeed.
Yes, they are. And a lot of them have their own ensemble, so when they're not playing with Diva, they're out performing, or they're freelancing on Broadway, or they're doing all sorts of wonderful projects.
Did we mention that Sherry is the lead drummer with the New York Pops? So she's constantly ongoing.
I think the other thing, too, that is noteworthy is that there are so many original compositions, and this CD, this 25th anniversary project, they are all original compositions.
Yes,
they are. That's the unique part of this CD, is each one is written by a member of the orchestra and 4 others in the band, knowing what they play and how they play, that it was geared towards the various musicians.
Did they also do the arrangements?
Yes, they did.
That was wonderful to be right in the area where we could actually hear the recordings when they were laying down the tracks, and then back when they were mixing. So we've got to come and go to the Poconos 4 or 5 times, I think, just in the past year.
So what were some of your responsibilities as executive producers?
From the very beginning, Sherry would send us the charts. From the initial penciled in, I think we'll take it this way, to the final charts.
Yeah, you don't see the chart that Pat is carrying out there. It's called The Rhythm Changes, and it's one of the 2 pieces that we commissioned. So
listening, being there for financial and emotional support has been a tremendous opportunity for the both of us, because as I see it, they have been a support to our need to learn and contribute to this type of music.
And as you mentioned, Marcia, you're a very highly sought after percussionist yourself. You play around Cincinnati and elsewhere, and you're actually on this recording.
Yes, I was just delighted and thrilled to be asked to do a guest conga part on the song La Americana. So there's a drum break, 32-bar drum break towards the end, and I get to play a little bit of congas with Sherry. So that's a dream come true for me because I've idolized her, frankly. And so to be able to say you know the person that you so admire and you get to actually work with them and record with them, that has been amazing.
When Marcia did her first
percussion solo,
it was at the Deerhead Inn. I could see from the audience all of the wonderful members of the orchestra, mind blown. They had no idea to the extent of Marcia's talent.
Yeah, and Sherry said, well, you come in like Clark Kent, and all of a sudden you turn into Superman.
Well, I can testify to that. You're an extraordinary percussionist, and
I've heard you in
so many different venues. You know, there are some amazing clips of them on YouTube and on their website. Is there any chance that they might come here to perform?
Yes.
We sure hope so.
We're working on that.
The CD dropped in December, and what's the reaction been?
Well, the reaction has been really fabulous. And actually, the huge premiere is going to be this coming March in Lincoln Center at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, where they're going to have their official 25th anniversary CD releases. So they're going to have four concerts the end of March.
And will you have an opportunity to perform with them?
I have been asked to perform, and I'm hoping that we can also live stream that, and I'll let folks know if we're going to do that.
Oh, that's exciting. Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah, that is. We're also working with the National Women's Music Festival, the Leslie Judd and
Linda Wilson,
Linda Wilson,
bring Diva there maybe next year.
Well, thank you so much for helping to make this amazing recording possible. Pat Christie and Marcia Gallus are executive producers for Diva Jazz Orchestra's 25th anniversary project. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.